Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. This week, a group of young people stood inside Staples in Coburg, showing off their talents. They are part of the Youth Entrepreneurship Showcase, displaying the various businesses they ran over the summer. On today's show, you will learn about two programs run by the Business and Entrepreneurship Center Northumberland for young people. The first is the Summer Company, which gives micro-grants to students in high school and university. Plus, you will discover the My Future, My Career program, where children ages 8 to 14 can get up to $500 to create their own business. Wait till you hear about the variety of enterprises. It's a long way from a lemonade stand. I am so pleased today to have with me the Business and Entrepreneurship Center of Northumberland Business Development Coordinator, Kaylin Copeland, and Max Kernia, a 17-year-old entrepreneur who operates MK Power Washing. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Before we get into the various projects these young entrepreneurs were taking on, let's get some basics about the program being offered by the Business and Entrepreneurship Center. Kaylin, there are two separate programs you offer. Let's start with what is the Summer Youth Program?
Yes. So one of the programs that we offer here at the Business Entrepreneurship Center in Northumberland, we are a part of Northumberland County's Economic Development Department. So the one program that Max here is part of is the Summer Company Program. That one is also supported by the Ministry of Economic Development, so with the province of Ontario. So that one is offered to all of our 54 small business centers in Ontario. So it gives the opportunity to youth aged 15 to 29, returning to school, an opportunity to try out business, to start their own business or expand what they may have been doing.
How long has that program been around?
This one has been offered since 2001, so throughout the province of Ontario. And so we're one of the areas that offers that.
And again, where do the funds come from?
Summer Company is from the Government of Ontario. Yes. Yeah. So we're the program delivery center for Northumberland. Yes.
And how much money do they give you to distribute each summer?
So the students do the programming with their business. So they are awarded $1,500 at the beginning of the summer upon approval of their business plan. That is an extensive application process. So depending on their approved startup budget within their business plan, then after the summer months and operating their business, doing the mentorship, they're awarded $1,500 at the end of the summer. So each participant could receive up to the $3,000 each.
And how many people participated this year?
This year we had 7 participate in the program.
So what's the total budget then for that?
So we are awarded $21,000 in grants for the students. Yes. Yeah.
There's a second program you offer called My Future, My Career. What is that?
That one is, the Kids Entrepreneurship Program. So that is for age 8 to 14, located in Northumberland County. So again, trying out their business, they have a hobby or a passion that they may not realize that is a business opportunity. So it's just to get them a little bit of taste of entrepreneurship. So they go through a smaller business planning process application. They run their little business throughout the summer months. They have some resources, provided some mentorship training as well, of course, on a smaller scale than the summer company participants, but they are also awarded up to $500, again, based on what their business plan components comprise of.
Do they only do this once, or can they come back year after year?
It is a one-time program for each, for Summer Company and My Future, My Career, but we do want to foster entrepreneurship and provide the mentorship, of course. So the funds are available a one time, but however, of course, the guidance, peer-to-peer learning, the resources are available at any time for the students, of course, to tap into our resources.
Who are the mentors?
So within our center, it's staff. We also look towards past participants for kind of a real life, look at entrepreneurship, who's been through the journey. We have sessions and seminars that touch on areas of business, from sales to social media, marketing, customer service. So the participants are learning each aspect that a business owner should learn.
Max, what made you decide to do this?
Power washing. So it was never my main goal, really. I started this when I was 13 years old. I saved up a bunch of cash from Christmas time. I was going to go buy myself a vending machine because I wanted to do something with my money and make some more money. And on my way there, the seller just bailed on me. So I had all this cash in my hand. I'm like, what am I going to do with it? So I asked my brother, who helped me out with the whole thing. And I said, can we go to Home Depot and I'll buy a pressure washer? And he brought me there. I spent all my Christmas money, and then I did it. And I put an ad out on the local Facebook group, and I got about 10, 15 jobs from all local neighbors just wanting me to do it. I said I was a 13-year-old kid. I just wanted to make some money. I'll pressure wash your house for you. I charged like super cheap, like $50 for a whole house, which is really cheap. And I just got a bunch of jobs doing that. And over the past 3 years, it's just grown over time.
That's amazing. Now, you're already doing it. Why get involved with the program? I mean, it sounds to me like you were successful.
Yeah. So the first 2 years, I was just, I just got my license this year, so I never had a truck. So this program really helped me just to get this startup funds, right? I got new equipment. I got a truck. I got more advertising. I got door hangers and flyers and all that stuff, and online marketing. And it really just helped me, just give me a good boost to really lock in and, get myself into shape to run this business properly.
Now, for some of the listeners, they might not understand what power washing is. Can you describe for us what it is and some of the range of services you provide?
So power washing is more of just a term I like to use in my business, but what I really do is soft washing. So I apply a chemical, sodium hypochlorite, to any surface. It can be a deck, siding, brick, concrete, driveways, anything like that, really. And over 10 minutes or so, I'll let it dwell, and then I'll rinse it away with low pressure water. And that brings up all the mold, mildew, and algae, and rinses away to get all like green and black off. That applies for, siding and decks. I do use high pressure for driveways and concrete to really get in there. So that's what power washing is, really, in my eyes.
What's the toughest job you've ever faced?
Toughest job I've ever faced was probably my first job ever. I went there in my mom's SUV. She drove me there. I got a little pressure washer out, didn't use any chemical. I just started spraying things. I had no idea what I was doing. So that was probably my toughest job, is really getting out there for the first time ever. The guy was great. He's still a current customer. I've done him 3 times so far. His name is Larry. He's a great guy. And
How did you learn all the techniques then? What process did you go through? I mean, you said, you didn't really know what you were doing. How did you get to be such a great power washer now?
So at the start, I watched YouTube videos over and over and over again. It's all I really knew. No one I knew ever power washed. So I had to learn that way. I had to learn from mistakes, and my mistakes as well, right? Sometimes I can't lie, I'm human. I would make mistakes, and I have to learn from that. I was fortunate enough to be able to go under someone's wing this summer. I was pressure washing transport trucks up in Pawnee Pool. It's a little bit different, but it's I got to learn all the equipment, how to, dilute chemicals, and, how to drive, the trucks, and just really helped me. I'm not working for them anymore, but he was a great guy and he showed me a lot. But like I said, YouTube videos were a big thing for me. and just trial and error, you know, learning from my own mistakes, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work. That's pretty much it.
Now, what did you do for marketing during the program? What did you learn about sales and obtaining clients?
So the program helped me a lot to understand how to, you know, do social media marketing. And so I learned how to do Facebook ads and how to just market myself on the on social media was a big one. They also got me to get I got flyers and I got door hangers. So I would put in a lot of sweat equity. I would go door knocking, door to door sales. That's what I do mainly. So I hang out with door hangers. That's my main source of sales right now.
How many clients did you end up with this summer?
This summer, I have a list. I'm going to estimate probably about 30 to 40.
You'd be working a pretty long day then, wouldn't you?
Yep, 8 to 5 usually every day. But when that 5 o'clock hits, I go home and I just work on social media, right? Every job I have, I get a 5-star review, and I use that 5-star review in my ads. Or I take lots of videos and pictures, and I edit them on Canva to so once you know my workday stops, my online day starts. So I just post all my ads and go from there.
His social media is amazing. You should see the short little clips. It's very engaging. So you can really attest to what the hard work that Max puts into the job. But even the creativity behind, you know, he's the one out there doing the work, but he's, like you said, he's the master behind the social media. So we just recently reshared one of his posts on our social media. So that'll link directly to his page. So if anyone's wanting to see his journey and his
Yeah.
adventures, then that's where to find it. It's
In my
great.
Instagram, you can find my Instagram at MK underscore power underscore washing. And I believe the same is on Facebook as well.
We heard that there are mentors. Tell us about that experience.
I was never assigned a mentor, but Renee and Kaylin were both amazing to me. They both taught me a lot. They both really showed me how to run a business properly. I would attend Zoom meetings and even in person. Renee and Kaylin both met me in January, and from there, they helped me work on my plan. They've given me ideas for my business. They've really helped me with everything. So I would say Renee and Kaylin were both amazing to me.
Now, you had to prepare a business plan to apply for the grant. Tell me about the business plan, and had you done anything like this before?
So the business plan, I started a little bit early. I started in January. So I would work in the business plan. It's just really just like a walkthrough, like very, very in detail. What is your business? How are you going to run it? You know, what are you going to spend your money on? I could just go on and on about that, but it's a very long plan, very detailed. And that started about January.
I would we do classroom visits at the local high schools with the support from the teachers in the business and entrepreneurship classes. So part of our promotions for the programming is going to speaking with classes, and those interested in the program, then we sit and have meetings about going through the business planning process, the program components itself. So Max right at the beginning was very keen on learning more about not just his program, but how to expand and develop his business further. So we would meet and go through you know, he already had his business idea, of course. So it's just expanding and taking that much further on his marketing, assessing risk factors, you know, thinking about insurance. You know, he had most of his equipment, but what else could he utilize the 1500 grant money if approved to expand and really get off the ground running.
Max, what does it feel like to run a business of your own?
Feels good. I've got an employee right now. He's great. His name's Hunter. He helps me a lot. It's a good feeling. I have never really liked being an employee, even though I have worked jobs this summer. The jobs have been great, but I don't like being told what to do. So I like running my own business. It's a good feeling for sure.
Now, for people out there who have never done this, what is the easiest part of running a business?
Easiest part of running the business would definitely be doing the actual work itself. Like when you're actually at a job, actually power washing the house, I would say that's the easiest part. The hardest part, I would say, would be getting the clients. Once you get the clients, then it's smooth sailing from there. The easiest part is definitely physically with the power washer wand in your hand. That's definitely the easiest part, right? I'm very good at what I do, Physically on the job site, I know exactly what I'm doing. So that's for me, that comes very easily. I know exactly what I'm doing. Yeah, the hardest part would definitely be getting the clients. And once you get good at that, then it should be good from there.
And I think that's a true testament. You just hit the nail on the head with, the youth, the two programs that we offer. It's really, even with the kids program, the age 8 to 14, they're out there doing what they love. They have a hobby, they have a passion. They're good at something, but they enjoy and they love doing it, but they don't understand that it's a business, so to say. That, so introducing these programs and these opportunities to them, it's, yeah, you can make money off that. You can gain the mentorship. You can expand what you're already doing and what you already love. So it's really rewarding to see them grow throughout the summer. Yeah, it's amazing.
You sound like a very confident person. What characteristics do you have to do this kind of thing, to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah, you definitely got to be confident. You have to be very hardworking, and you have to be able to, get out of your comfort zone. Like when I'm door knocking, right? I always tell myself the hardest door to knock, or the hardest door is the car door, to get out of the car and to do your first door, right? So you definitely got to have some willpower there. You got to get out of bed early. You got to be very hardworking to do it, and you have to kind of take little risks, right? Like I could right now, I could go, get a job at, McDonald's or something like that, and have for sure money. But you gotta take some risks and start your own business to really, yeah.
If you were to give anybody thinking about starting a business, adult, young person like yourself, what would you advise them?
Just start it. Just go for it. You're young. You got some parents to stay at, you got food on the table, you don't really have any risks right now. Like at the end of the day, if it doesn't work out, you still have a bed to sleep on, you still have food to eat. Just go for it. Just do it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I've done other businesses in the past before and they haven't worked out, but I'm still here today, right? It's, you're gonna be fine. Just go for it. The biggest thing is just to start.
Would you do it again?
I would do it again for sure. And I would do it very differently as well. But,
What would you improve?
well, if I knew what I do today, I would be door knocking right away, right? I only started door knocking this summertime. I would be posting a lot more ads. And one of my biggest things was when I would do jobs, like, 3 summers ago when I was first starting out, I would take maybe one picture. And now every job I'm at, I take like 10 to 15 pictures with like videos and, things I can edit on and, things I can make content out of. So that's really what I would improve on. I would change differently.
Dylan, can you describe some of the pitches that were made to you to get the grant? Because I know you've had a lot of young people that have applied. So can you share some of those pitches?
Yeah, so this year approved into the program. We've had earplugs, so hearing comfort, reducing noise, so a sound barrier. We've had a mobile auto detailing service. We have window washing service, so kind of complimentary to Max. We've had a drone photo and video entrepreneur. We've also have sustainable and refillable can soy candles. And we have an individual doing digital media services as well. So a very wide range of participants. Past participants from prior years range from an escape room, which was held at the Northumberland Mall. We've had upcycled clothing. We've had computer repairs, golf grip repair, anywhere from agricultural, where there's cow milking relief, to farming and websites and bubble tea. So quite a wide range of talented youth in Northumberland.
One of the businesses that caught my eye was a mental health workbook journal. Tell us about that.
Yes, so that was Millie, and she's part of the My Future, My Career, so the younger group, age 8 to 14. So she's created a workbook journal that really pinpoints on assisting other youth that may be struggling with mental health, so anxiety. So it's a journal, it's a logbook. So she's really excelled with that. She held an event at the Brighton Library a couple weekends ago. She's available online, so it's getting going for her. That's great.
And what about this drone business? That sounds really exciting. Tell us more about that.
Yep, so Matthew in Coburg, so he's really specializing in color graded and editing the photo and videography with his business. He's focusing on real estate clients as well, really getting the word out there for, local organizations that may be looking for aerial footage. So he's very knowledgeable in what he does. So it's wonderful to see him, and his photos are beautiful. You can find him on Facebook as well, and he has his website, and that is Astra View.
The soy wax candles caught my ear. What is a soy wax candle?
From what I understand, so it is sustainable, it's eco-friendly, so no toxins. There's the wooden wick, and Emma makes them by pouring them into a mold, which then the molds are reusable. She will be down with us at the Coburg Farmers Market, who is also supporting our youth entrepreneurs on August 24th from 9 until noon. So she will be one of the vendors there. So immediately, it's a beautiful smell, but again, it's great to know that the candles are eco-friendly.
Do you stay in touch with people who have gone through the program and gone off? Have any of them gone on in later in life and become entrepreneurs?
Absolutely. We have many, many individuals that have gone through the summer company program, so such as Max, in high school and post-secondary, that then tap into continuing their journey and mentorship through the BECN, as well as the other program for full-time businesses called the Starter Company Program. That's a different program where they can tap into more funds and grants. So, and then journey onto existing businesses in our community. So absolutely, there's been many individuals, and it's great to see.
I'd like you to pull back a little bit and talk about this in the bigger picture. What does this program mean to the Northumberland business community overall? What are we achieving by working with these young people and inspiring them to become entrepreneurs?
So for the two youth programs specifically, it's back to what Max was saying, that just go for it. It's risk-free. So the program really supports instilling, the not only just the knowledge, but the confidence to try out becoming a business owner. We'd love to for the businesses to remain in Northumberland County, of course, but it's risk-free. There's no, we don't keep track of sales in the program, but it gives them that seed opportunity with the grant and the mentorship to try it out and hopefully continue that journey as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, for their career. And if it's a taste of that at a young age where they would either like it and continue that path and that journey, or if they choose not to, then I mean, it's a great experience either way, that there's low to no risk of doing it. So it's rewarding for the participants, but it's also rewarding for us to see that journey and the accomplishments that they make throughout the summer. It's really cool.
Galen Koblen, Max Kurnia, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it. Thanks, Robert.
That was Business Entrepreneurship Center Northumberland Business Development Coordinator Kaylin Copeland and Max Kurnia, a 17-year-old entrepreneur who operates MK Power Washing from his home in Bewdley. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.